the word on Ian Milne? You've only really known him, I guess, for a couple of months, or it's been announced in the last couple of hours that he's moving on from Ipswich Town. What kind of a relationship have you had the last couple of months?
He's been really nice since we came in here, and as I said, you're right, I've only known him a short time. I've just dropped my text here as well. I've just found out. And I knew last night, but I just dropped my text, and I'm pretty sure he'll get back to me. Yeah, but football's a strange game at times, you know. He was really supportive since I've been in here, so good luck to him and his future roles.
And looking ahead to this weekend, is Dean Gherkin fit enough to come back into goal? He was only on the bench last week. He had taken a knock against Millwall.
Well, I've got a few injuries back, as I said. Hopefully it would happen. Dino's one of them. So we've got quite a strong squad, I think, for tomorrow. Saturday.
Any new issues to contend with? It doesn't sound like it, but it sounds like it.
No, everybody's good. Everybody's in a good spirits, which is really important. So, we'll be ready.
Where's Jan Arjen, you're thinking, at the moment? I think he's the only senior player who's been fit in your time that we've not seen yet.
Yeah, it's difficult. I've had a chat with Jan Arjen and spoke to him. Regarding what I thought, I think that it's tough when you don't play every single week. There's no end product to it, but I have to pick a team that I think's right, and he understands that. He's been really good training wise. Don't have a problem there. But I understand how tough it is, and probably he'll want to play some games.
And in midfield, any option at the moment in terms of Cole Skews or Emir Hughes? You said a couple of weeks ago you might pencil him in for Rotherham.
They're doing okay. They're doing. They've been back training with us for a couple of weeks anyway, so we'll see how they are, and I'll judge it tomorrow.
How much have you missed Cole, do you think?
Oh, he's been a blow, without a doubt. He's been a huge blow, because I think he was playing really on top of his game, and I thought he was really enjoying his game. But that's football, that's what happened. Where we fell down is probably if Cole Skews went out, who was going to replace him? Or light for light, we never had that cover. So. But hopefully he's going to be okay.
You have a little look at Luke Wolfenden as well. He has been playing games regularly for his loan club at a good level this season. Has he got a chance of being involved here?
Well, I've watched him for the last couple of days, and got to be fair to Swindon as well. They were playing him. He looks way back to Swindon, but I've also got the option to bring him back before the end of the window if I need be. I think in time he's going to be a really good player. Him, I think he's got the stature for being a good defender. But again, he's still a kid in football terms.
And a deal for Jack Lancaster in the last few days, that's clearly a big positive for him and the football club as well. Might others follow you trying to tie down a few deals?
Well, I don't think this football club can let young, talented players just leave the club. I think that's important. I think Jack is, as I said before, a big, big talent and plays that more than he thought he probably would. He done well against the Millwall the other week, so I'm delighted that he's tied in. Hopefully you're right. Hopefully a few more follow.
You'll be pleased to get Colin Quayner as well. He'll offer clearly a physical presence and hopefully a goal threat up front, which I guess was key heading into this month.
Well, we needed that. I saw Colin playing with Union Berlin a few years ago, and then obviously David took up with Huddersfield and they had a brilliant season. Huddersfield at that time. He knows the league. He scored goals in it. He's played in the Premier League. He knows what it takes. The only thing he's not got is probably match fitness, because he's not played as much. But any player you're bringing in at the minute, that's you've got to contend with at times. So, but Colin's fitted in really, really well, and looking forward to working with him. And I thank Huddersfield for letting him come down. And hopefully he does. For us, what he's done for Huddersfield.
He's clearly versatile. He can play. Why do you see him though playing through the centre, the kind of number nine role?
Yeah, I do. I think the way he plays, and my own opinion is, I think he's a better centre forward than what he is a wide player. I know he can do it, but I think he's a better centre forward and him and Will Keane will add strength and ability in the forward areas.
Disappointed to miss out on Anthony Pilkington?
That's football. Move on. Next one, that's football.
Simon Dawkins ready to play. He did well enough for the under-23s the other day. Is he ready to step up? It's a long time since he had competitive football at this level.
Yeah, I don't think you ever compare 23 football with first team level football. I don't think it's real football, the 23s. I think the first team level is totally different from it. I think Simon's done really well. As I said before, he was training with us for over a month. He's done really well. It's something I know really well, and he can make things happen in the last 30 of the pitch, where we've not been obviously good enough to cut people down. So I think he'll do well with Simon.
He's still looking for more, another couple of signings. You brought in four so far. Anything imminent?
We'll try and do something. But I can't keep flooding the place with loans. I said I can only play five. Can't have any more than five in your match day squad. So that's where the loan system falls down. And then you've got to manage them, and that's a difficult within itself. So that's why the loan market is not really a loan a thing that I want to really do.
What about James Collins? Is there an interest that he wouldn't be a loan? He'd be a free agent.
But James would be free, and he's training. Realizing it, even the guy's physical presence in the place is great. We look at a big side, which I think we needed that physicality back in the side as well. Plus, we're good players, and James has come in, trained the last few days, done really well. He trained at West Ham for a long time, so he knows the game. He's experienced, and he's certainly strong enough to handle this.
Has he got a chance for the weekend, or is that a bit too soon? This Rotherham game?
No, I'll see how he feels. I mean, he knows his own head and his own body, so I'll decide from there. First and foremost, we have to sign him. That's still taking place. So we see.
How's Will Keane settled in? We saw him for 20-odd minutes last Saturday. Yeah. He looked sharp this last
week. Yeah, very good. Very, very good. Played it with Will coming in. Yeah, it looks proper. And if Will Keane can do what I think he can do, and what he done at Preston that time, then he's definitely going back. As I said, we're going to be a lot more physical than what we were. And we've got lads in that know the league, know what it's about in the league above. And that's, to me, what we needed.
So do you think you have looked a bit lightweight? Would that be fair?
Oh, without a doubt. Listen, without a doubt. It's not just lightweight. We've had lads that has played in the lower leagues as well. It's a big ask. Some lads played in League 2. Some lads bypassed League 1 to play this level. That's like somebody from League 1 going into the Premiership. The jump is high. The lads have gave us everything they've got. Need that little bit of help in it. But my opinion is we needed a little bit more strength for the division, without a doubt. We're a really good football side, but we needed that strength to go with.
How tough is your decision at left back? Miles did well against Millwall, and then Callum had a good debut last Saturday.
Yeah, that's one. The two kids have been brilliant. They have two good, really good players, two good lads as well. So I'll decide tomorrow.
Did last Saturday worry you at all, Paul? Did any doubt creep in after that performance, or did you just banish it as a one-off?
No, the big factor for me was I remember looking at a football thing and the 5 shocks of the FA Cup, Ipswich weren't in it. So was it a shock? No, it wasn't. So I said that after the game, it wasn't. Because that's the way it was. We had so many lads for the lower leagues to play that were playing last season. So it's not a shock. It just shows me what the club needs rebuilt with it. And the lads have been great, need a little bit of time and help with it. But we've got to sort it out, we've got to sort that side of it. Everybody recognises it. But there's a lot of lads that were playing that level last year.
Has the situation here been worse than you expected, maybe when you got the job at the end of October?
I think any job you're going to, whether it's top, middle or bottom, every job is a challenge. It's a brilliant club, this really is. And my job is to try and sort it out. With everything, and we'll sort this out. I said sometimes you need to go through a little bit of pain before, but we, as I said before, we're a different team on Saturday with that. Results, I said, I can never predict, but we'll be ready for that, that's for sure. And the fans have been brilliant, as I said before, they've been great. But I think everybody recognises what's happened here.
And happy with the budget, with the backing you're getting from Marcus at the moment? He's getting a lot of flack from supporters at the minute, an awful lot of the blame's been laid at his door for not investing enough.
All right, if I ask you the question, how much he's invested in the time he's been here? Millions and millions and whatever it is. All the owner can do is give the manager the money to go and spend it. It's up to the manager how he wants to spend it. Marcus has done that. He's backed it, everything that he's done. Even since I've been in here, he's been great, absolutely great. I've no problem there at all. But I think if you step back and look at the bigger picture, he gave manager money to go and invest how he wanted to invest. You lose a lot of players, it's up to the manager to go and invest how he wanted to invest. You can't blame the blame at Marcus Evans' door. that's for sure. And I get sick and tired of hearing that because I know how the game works. But you can't, especially when the club spent 8 or 9 million in the summer.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you. All right.
Yeah, Paul, just back to last week, did you sort of, was that a bit of a tipping point for you? Because you've been incredibly positive since you came in here.
Yeah.
Did you feel a bit let down last week? Because you said, you know, I sensed a bit of frustration after the game in your post-match comments.
Frustrating, yeah, because we'd a lot of fans up there. Tom, the football doesn't change. We'd a lot of fans up there, and this club hasn't been progressed in an FA Cup tie for about 9 years. It's one that's ludicrous, ridiculous. That this club's never been by that round. I had one or two changes through forced things, but I said before, did it shock me? No, it never shocked me. That's the reality of it. We'd lads, as I said before, that are giving us everything. They played in the lower leagues last season, a lot of them. A lot of them never played in this division. So they were playing lads that they probably maybe played against last year. But this club should never be in the position it's in.
In terms of, you've already made some signings, yep. You're hopeful of bringing in some more. They're going to have to hit the ground running, aren't they? I mean, the time is running out. How confident are you that you can get them all bedding in and gelling fast?
Well, we'll try. That's the difficult of it, but we had to change something. We had to look at another avenue to go down where we could get a bit of strength into the place. Lads that knew the league, lads that know what Championship football is about. Colin's done it in Premier League level as well. He's done it Championship level. Will's been around the block. He's been at Man United for a long time. He's got a great pedigree, so he knows the division as well. So I don't have a problem there at all. Hopefully Cole will be back. Hughes will be back, so we're starting to get lads back in, and we look a bigger side.
You mentioned Ian Milne's departure and a challenge. Yeah. Does an MD's role, does it affect you, the players, the club? I mean, how important is it?
Oh, it doesn't really affect ourselves. Ian's been really supportive since we've come in here. I've met him a few times, and he's been really nice. No problem there. Obviously, Marcus is put his statement out. Marcus looks like he's going to take a more hands-on, which I think that's music to everybody's ears, that you're going to have the boss as such to lead the club, because we need him. We need him to lead the club, and I'm pretty sure it's no nice for Ian, but the football club, I think, will have a driver at it. And I think that's what every club needs.
It's obviously been a period of great instability for Ipswich. Mm. You're the third manager here this year. There's been quite a turnover of players. Is the timing, appropriate, given that Ipswich probably do need stability and need everyone pulling in the same direction?
I think that's what the owner's doing. Have you read the statement? Yeah.
I've read the headlines.
Yeah. Well, read the statement, you'll see it. You read the statement, you'll see what he's thinking is. And the club will be driven forward by him, which I think is fantastic for everybody concerned. One singer, one song, as they say, and everybody follows suit. There'll be a stronger club for it. I've got no doubt it'll be a stronger club.
All right.
Just to continue that theme, really, the structure of a football club, Paul. Clubs are doing things slightly differently in this day and age. There seems to be more support around a manager. The duties that you have to take on are bigger and bigger. Year after year, do you feel like you need more support as a manager in generic terms these days?
No, what do you mean? In terms of
people have director of football roles and what people would describe as the continental method, I guess, in terms of having more structure above the manager rather than you being sort of in charge from top to bottom.
No, well, Lee helps me an awful lot. Lee's been great since I've been here. People on the training ground have been fantastic. With it, as I said, so Lee's been excellent. I have a good relationship with Marcus as well. Everybody pulls in the same way. There's never been any negativity across board or anything like that up here since I've been in here. Everybody's been really supportive that way. We just have to help the club in a lot of aspects and try and bring everybody together. And supporters and everything, that's really important. The supporters are, as I said, the main thing at the club. They without them, we don't have a game. That's the bottom line. If supporters don't come to games, we don't have a game. It's up to us to get them back in. We have to get the generation back of support. We have to get back into the community and the trust back, get the trust back into the club. You can't have this town to be the way it's been with the football team. It has to reconnect, which we're slowly but surely getting that back. But we also need to start to win games. I think once we do that, then this could be a brilliant place.
Dave Bowman, someone you've worked closely with, because he is the director of football, he's the chief scout, is he?
Yeah.
Someone you're working closely with?
Yeah, listen, I'm sick of talking to Dave. I'm sick of talking to him. So, we're talking, there's times we can talk 4 or 5 times a day to try and help here. And that's what we're trying to do, and we'll continue to do that. Dave's been great. So, the thing I found here is everybody's really supportive. And as I said before, it's a great, great club. It really is. It needs that little bit of help, and we'll try and sort out the things that I think is wrong.
Yeah, you kind of alluded to that, and the previous manager alluded vaguely to things at this club that are wrong and need sorting out. Are you able to sort of elaborate on what the bigger issues are to kind of turn this ship around?
It just needs to reconnect. I think as I said before, I don't know. I can't speak for the last manager or anything. I can only speak what I see. Mick McCarthy done great here. Any time Mick was here, done a great job. Paul came in for a short spell, and I don't know what's happened there. But my own opinion, I'm not saying my way's right, I'm not saying it's wrong, it's just my way. But if you've got one team in the town, it has to pull the supporters back. It has to get the trust back to the club. It has to go into schools. All those sort of things have to reconnect. It doesn't make sense. You've only got one team in the town. And my job is to try and help that as well. Not just managing the team, but to manage that as well, which I love doing. It's because it's important to me that the town's behind the team. But we also as a recognise that we have to win games. And to do that, if you're not winning games, you have to change personnel and players. But I just recognise that the football team needed a bit of help. As I said, for the lads that knew the division, it's a short turnaround of it, but at least the lads coming in.
You're back up to 5 loans now, and as you said earlier, any more you add, you're in that difficult position of leaving them out, resting, rotating.
Yeah.
Are you prepared to add more?
Only if it helps. Only if it really helps. This is where it falls down, the structure of the squad. It falls down. If you 5 lads, loan guys come in, guaranteed, 5 will go back. And then you go back doing the same route. It's the same old. You shouldn't be in that position. Number one, you shouldn't bring in 8 or 9 players in a summer window, regardless what level you're at. Whether you're Premier League level, Championship level, League One, League Two, it doesn't make sense bringing in 8 or 9 guys. You have to get them to jail first and foremost. Doesn't work. That is a really difficult thing to do for any manager to do that. Ideally, you've maybe 2 or 3 guys coming in the summer. It's enough. And then you build it. But you can't have this turnaround. This is no normal.
It would seem unlikely, looking at the 5 lone players that you've got, that you wouldn't be sending one back to free up a space for somebody else?
No, because lads are brought in. If you look at Colin, Will, Callum, they're 3 that were. Matty's there, obviously, before my time, Trevor. And the 2 kids have been outstanding for us. And it doesn't make sense sending them back. They've been big players for us. So you're up to your full quota.
Yeah. And just to go back to Brennan was talking about Danasian earlier, you see him very much as a centre-back. Did you just see him as kind of fourth in your centre-back pecking order? Is that kind of how you see things for Genoa at the moment?
I don't see anybody as first, second, third or fourth. I picked 2 lads to play together. I think it's quite strong of it. The way I play football, I want to play football with it. I've always saw Genoa as a centre-half. Some people might bite the devil, but as I said, my opinion is he's a centre-half. But with Chambers and Pennington playing really well, Toto have done really, really well. The possibility of Collins coming in, it becomes difficult. But that's the nature of the game. I have to try and get a team here that can win games and plus entertain supporters.
Because Jordan Spencer's come under the spotlight a little bit. Yeah. Criticism with a couple of errors that have led to goals in the last couple of games. Mm. do you see him as your only right back option in this squad, given what you've just said about Genoa?
As soon as I came into the club, I recognised the position that the club needs strength, and right back was one of them. Jordan was only right back, and to be fair to the lad, he kept on putting himself forward and forward. The mistakes happen in games, but I'll never, ever blame anybody for an honest mistake. It's just one of the things that happens to him. He seems to be falling on him every time, but I'll give him his due. He kept on coming out and kept on going. So there's a big compliment on that, because sometimes it can make you really heavy if you get a lot of criticism with it, but he's kept on going.
Mm. And you've said that you wouldn't let anyone leave the club until you've got people in. That process has started now.
Yeah.
Might you, if you are able to add the players that you want, might that better to send some out on loans?
Yeah, one or two probably will go out. But I just don't want people just to go out and not play any football, or the club doesn't get some money back for it, or the part of the salary. We get that done to us, so we do the exact same to other teams.
Yeah, and we haven't really talked about Rotherham too much yet. There's a game on Saturday, and if you win it, it changes the picture slightly. People might start to think that the Great Escape is back on if you win that game.
We're playing well, and we've got a lot of lads back. I know that. We've got a lot of lads back. We've got new additions into it, and I'll decide, but we'll be a different side as in size-wise, physicality size-wise. There's some guys coming out of the treatment room which will help us. So our squad and bench are a lot different from what it has been.
Do you have to win this game now?
You ask me that every week, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. See, if I'm lucky enough still to be here in the summer, and you ask me that next summer, you say, is it a must-win game in August? Ask me that in the first day of the season, I'll say, yeah, it is. And it's the same, the answer's the same. It's always, every game's a must-win. I don't understand how people can say, okay, we're in January or we're in August, what is the difference? There's no difference. You have to win games for the off, not halfway through a season. Every game's, every game are going to try.
I understand that, but the situation is that it's a 10-point gap now and the games are running out, so that's the circumstances that you've inherited.
Yeah.
Well, that's where we're at now, isn't it?
The secret is, don't get behind 10 games or 10 points for the start of the season. That's the secret. It's no rocket science. It's from you off how your season pans out. Not doesn't start in December. Doesn't start in November. It starts in August time.
But if we win,
we're right in the. My view is, if we play the way we can and we keep doing what we're doing and cut out the errors, then we'll be okay.
Very best of luck.
Thank you. Thanks.
Back on.
Reported
interest in Andre
Dizel.
Have you received any?
No, who from?
Bournemouth, Brighton, Palace.
No, I've not heard. Is that right?
What is Andre's position? Would you be sort of, because he's not started much for you so far, has he?
No, he's not started, but he's a kid. He's learning. He's trained. And if somebody wanted to give you 15, 20 million, it's different. The way the market is. And you certainly wouldn't let anybody leave here easy, that's for sure. We're not just a stepping stone for somebody else.
So you take that sort of bid?
You said that. Yeah. So I know your headline would be something stupid, you know. So my thing is the way the modern market is, you can never put a price on anybody. Dizel's got a really good chance to be a really good footballer, really good. The lad did a bad injury, he's played a lot of games. For me as well. So if the teams are reported and it was they figures, that's the way the game is. But Dizel's got a chance.
Yeah, about Hull game this week, I think. Another one.
Matty came in, yeah. Really, we had a good chat. Good guy. I'd done TV with Matty anyway before, so I knew what it was like. So he came in, and I think he enjoyed it, and it's good to see him. It's I said before, it's the same way I say about the older generation. It's football club's got to reconnect with you guys. It cannot just ignore it. The guys are part of the history of the club and who've done really well for the club. And again, it's all about reconnecting with everybody.
And you had the
action people
on actually
wearing
one of their
pants? I did, yeah. And because I thought they were brilliant and they're brilliant at the games. They really are. They're absolutely brilliant at the games, and the support they give us all since we've been here has been great. And the chat with the lads again on I think Tuesday night, and just hear them how they feel, and their atmosphere, and what we can try and help them with, and generate things. And yeah, it's great. As I said before, a lot of work to be done here, but it's a challenge. But the fans have been, as I said before, not just that group, but everybody, but they're the focal point of your so-called singing end, really. And I think it's important to hear their views.
And they'll be augmented this week by some German fans from Fortuna Düsseldorf.
Yeah.
Do you know much about that link between
the clubs? I've heard bits and pieces of it, and obviously I know the atmospheres in German football is really, really strong. And I think the ideas between the two is a really good connection. Maybe the Ipswich fans go over there for certain times, I don't know. But I think you can learn a lot from each other, different cultures and different atmospheres. So I'm pretty sure it'll be lively, that's for sure. I'm pretty sure it'll be lively in there.
Thanks.
All right.
Paul, just no. James Collins, has he signed or is he signing?
No, well, they're talking at the minute, Mel, so we are. So I'm hopeful.
Yeah.
Something will be done by the end of the day, I'm hopeful.
All right, okay, that's fine. Thank
all
you.
Right.
All right,
sorry. Okay.
All right. All right. No worries. All right.